Well, I was asked to go and speak at a conference. It could have been, it was after my husband's death anyway, so it must have been within the last 10 years. I don't remember exactly when. Mm. Out at Highwick, yes. Conference Centre. Yes. And I arrived there, and the person who opened the door said to me, "Do you remember me?" Yes. Oh, no, she didn't. She said, "Do you remember Doreen Coombs?" Mm. So I said, "Yes, I'll never forget Doreen Coombs." He said, "Well, I'm the other social worker in Middlesex, and you were in the reception area. She came from my area into yours, and we had some words together about it." So she said, "And I'm still in touch with her, and she's an air hostess, and she speaks several languages, and she's gone up the scale. You know, she's really quite a senior person now in the BOA, in British Airways." And I was absolutely thrilled with this because she was so difficult, this girl. Yeah. I picked her up in an American army camp, age 14, with a great scar across her dead white face, caused by her mother, throwing her on the fire at a younger age. And she was in care as a, what was the category? Physical harm, and mother done her physical harm. Straight flaxen hair and a dead pan white face and this scar and glasses. Anyway, I took her to one of the hostels and we had a terrific job to get her to settle. But fortunately, the couple in charge really worked hard with her. I mean, they wanted a lot of support. I mean, she stole the woman's ring immediately, you know. The ring was found, and we discussed. We said, "Well," I said, "could you lend her your ring on Sundays?"
Yes.
And say to her, "It's very precious to me, but you could have it for, I'd let you have it one day a week or something." Yes. Anyway, we all went through hell.
Yes.
One way and another, and she emerged. Her mother used to come down to take her out. She'd get completely drunk in Henley, and the police would bring Doreen home, back to the hostel. This went on repeatedly. It always happened like that. The police knew her very well. And I remember her. I remember Doreen showing me a parcel she'd had from her mum. She was thrilled. And it was half a pound of grapes bought from a barrow and simply wrapped up in a piece of paper, all soaking wet. It's a wonder they ever got there.
Yes.
But they come from her mum.
Yes.
And she was very, you know, there was something there.
Yes.
And we all struggled with this mum, and it was very hard work. We got very disappointed, and, you know. But fortunately, the mother, one Christmas Eve, was in a pub brawl and died. Fell. And actually died. Well, then we all wonder what's going to happen to Doreen now. She said, what happened to this girl was she said to the cook, who was a great friend of hers, "Can I come and sleep in your room?" And they let her. She moved her bed into that room.
Yeah.
She slept there for about a week and then went back to the others.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things. She did a lot of other things in her. She really had a regression.
Yeah.
And the staff let her do it. I mean, she bought a baby's bottle, filled it with milk, and went to sleep sucking it. And they let her do it. You know, they're frightened stiff of doing it, but they did let her do it.
Yes.
That didn't last long. And anyway, we got her through, and we at last, it was time for her to leave school, of course, and we got a job with some friends of the hostel staff on a farm. She's one of these kids who, like every other girl, is mad on horses and animals. And we got a job on a farm where she could go for her half days back to this group. All beautifully settled. And Middlesex said, "That's not enough money for her to earn. We've paid out all this money all these years. We're not going to let her, you know, we're not going to supplement her any longer." So, I mean, I got on the blower, the phone, to Middlesex and said, "I want to speak to the Director of Education." because he was under there. He was her, under her aegis. Yes. So they said, he's in the meeting. So I said, will you get him out? It's urgent. And he came out and spoke. And I said, look, we've got a girl in your care. And I told him the story. We've all been through hell. Yes. She's making it. And we're not going to have it disturbed now for anything.
Yes.
And if you make any more objections to this, I shall see that you get into print. I'll get you get it reported in the papers.
Yes.
So they gave in on this. We were allowed to do what we wanted. And I did heard no more of Doreen Coombs until recently. So that was a case I'm very pleased with. Because if I hadn't intervened in a heavy-handed way, I nearly said to this social worker, well, you weren't the one on the other end who had a finger in that pie.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
But, you know, that's the sort of thing that you look back on and you're very pleased about.
Thank you very much.